Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is Wednesday, hump day it is, October 15th, 2014. All of the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, Dropbox has dropped the box again, although they're saying it's not our fault, we didn't do it. Hundreds of Dropbox logins have been leaked, but the storage service is saying, hey, they came from elsewhere, they can come from us, hey, you know, they got it on the black market or something. Now, some of the information appeared on a few of the, hacker websites. About 100 credentials were leaked first, and they were linked to someone who was wanting Bitcoins to leak more. Reddit users also confirmed that some of the login details did in fact work, but Dropbox is saying many of the credentials wouldn't work anyways. Who to believe, who not to believe, here's the best thing. Go change your password right now. Google's giving Amazon a little bit of run for the money because they're $4 cheaper now. Google's announced that it's offering a $95 annual membership to same-day delivery service for its Google Shopping Express, now better known just as Google Express. Of course, the service offers delivery of goods such as clothing, books, and packaged groceries from stores such as Costco, Target, and even Walgreens. Google previously charged shoppers $4.99 for each store a courier had to visit to complete an order. There's also a $10 a month option, but those who pay the $95 will be guaranteed free delivery for orders over $15. It's no longer about Google and Apple, is it? It's Google and Amazon now. Skype has introduced a new video messaging app for Android, iOS, and Windows Phone. It's called Skype Quick. Kind of sounds like a combination of two apps that we used to have a long time ago. Well, I guess we still have Skype, but... well, Quick's back, but it's known as Skype Quick. It's an app centered around sharing short, spontaneous clips. Each video clip is only going to be on the web, supposedly, for about 2 weeks. Which is quite a long time, I guess, compared to some of its rivals that are out there. But videos can be erased by the sender at any moment, regardless if the person they've sent it to has watched it or not. Users can also block video message from specific contacts, should they decide that they no longer like that person. Haha. Clips can be up to 42 seconds in length and can be sent to anybody in your address book. I guess you could say it's a little bit like Vine, but a little bit more private, but it can also be compared to Snapchat, too. Hey, you in the mood for a Skype quickie? Roku's having a bit of a dilemma right now. They're saying to people like Netflix and HBO and YouTube, hey, you know, you guys, we deliver your content to everybody's living room around the world. What do you do for us? Apparently, Roku wants a little bit more cash in their pocket. They've approached a bunch of popular channels and demanded new deals that give the company a cut of its streaming revenues. Roku is apparently asking for a share of profits from ads, subscriptions, and pay-per-view purchases. Roku's general manager, however, went to point out that the company will not remove a channel from the service if they refuse to play ball with them. However, though, he did kind of hint that they wouldn't be able to update its channel in the future if it didn't agree to a new contract. All blackmail, the king of all money-making deals. Now, it's funny, we were just talking about Skype Quick, and now we're going to launch into Vine that's launching on Xbox One. You'd think Skype Quick would be there first, now wouldn't you? But no, it's Vine that's going to be there first. But it's only available to Xbox Live members in 34 countries. Now, what makes this cool is you can share gameplay videos within the Vine app that you've done. You can also view Vine videos in your living room, although I don't know really why you would want to. Vine and Microsoft have also worked to ensure that Kinect voice gestures controls are also available for playing, pausing, and searching for next and previous videos within the Vine app. So if you're a Vine freak, go grab it now. Being anonymous on the internet. Yeah, it's getting a little bit more difficult. VPNs are coming down in price, but still, they're, you know, it's a monthly subscription. How about having a little box that would say, hey, block me from the outside world. I don't want anybody to know who I am. Well, the Anabox might be your next best friend. Privacy-focused developers are working on that right now, and they want to put it in your pocket for only about $45. The project is currently only on Kickstarter right now, but their goal of $250,000 was reached already, and there's still a month left to go on the thing. Anabox uses TOR. It's an open-source privacy solution that encrypts messages through multiple network nodes. Essentially, what this thing looks like is a small little router. Plug in one cable here, plug in one cable to your internet, you're done. Complete privacy, or so they're saying. However, again, don't get your hopes up. It's not available yet. And besides, we kind of know in the past of how some Kickstarter things have gone. They kind of taken a rule from the Steve Miller Band. Oh, take your money and run. And finally, Netscape Navigator. Oh, nostalgic. The browser that started it all. It's turned 20 years old today. Yes, it took all of our dreams and wishes to the web on October 15th, 1994. Netscape was the first internet tool that let the average user with a 14.4 kilobit modem. Oh my gosh, you remember those days? How painful that sounds now. And let work with the internet interactively. That beta at time was free for personal use, or it was $99 for commercial use. Can you imagine paying $99 for a browser now? Of course, it was only 4 years after that that Netscape announced future versions of its browser would be open source. Of course, that would spawn the Mozilla Foundation and the Firefox browser. So happy birthday, Netscape Navigator. Where would we be without you today? If you got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with another dose of the best technology news from the past 24 hours. Until then, have a great Wednesday. And thank you very much for listening.